Mostly clear skies, and it's currently 50 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. Our forecast is calling for mostly sunny skies today with a high of 78. In the news, more disaster proclamations have been issued for Iowa counties affected by recent severe weather. Governor Terry Branstad Wednesday issued proclamations for Clinton, Crawford, Des Moines, Hardin, Lee, and Shelby counties. The proclamations mean state resources can be used to respond to flooding and severe weather. The proclamation for Clinton, Des Moines, Hardin, and Lee counties is in response to the weather that began June the 26th, while the proclamation for Crawford and Shelby counties is for weather that began June 13th. Several counties under proclamations will also be able to utilize the state's individual assistance program. That offers grants of up to $5,000 for certain low-income households. Branstad has issued proclamations since Monday for other counties around the state. Police in Red Oak say a local man was arrested late Wednesday night. 30-year-old Aaron Dwayne Childs of Red Oak was arrested at around 11 p.m. on a valid Page County warrant for OWI first offense. Childs was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $1,000 bond. Police in Atlantic reported yesterday that two people were arrested Tuesday on unrelated charges. 50-year-old Brenda Bubolts of Atlantic was arrested for assault, disorderly conduct, and public intoxication second offense. And 34-year-old Amanda Meyer of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for theft in the fourth degree. Both women were booked into the Cass County jail. An apparent medical condition caused an accident Tuesday afternoon in Audubon County that sent a Cass County man to the hospital. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said the accident happened at around 4:40 p.m. Tuesday on Highway 71, about 2 miles north of Exira. Officials say 59-year-old Danny Ray Green of Lake City was traveling north on Highway 71, while 31-year-old Michael David Updike of Atlantic was traveling south. When Updike fainted, his 2004 Ford Explorer crossed the center line of the road and struck the rear tandem tires of the 2004 Freightliner semi, driven by Green and registered to Randy's of Carroll. Updike was transported to the Cass County Hospital by Exira Fire and Rescue. He's been charged with failure to maintain control. Damage from the accident amounted to $11,000. Authorities say more than 200 pigs died after a semi rolled over in Dallas County near the Guthrie County line. Lieutenant Adam Infante with the Dallas County Sheriff's Office told KJAN News Wednesday morning the accident happened at around 12:50 a.m. Wednesday in the 2100 block of Beaumont Avenue southeast of Yale, when the driver of a semi missed a curve in the road, causing the vehicle to roll over into a ditch. The semi was hauling 750 pigs. Most of them survived, and the exact number of hogs that died was not immediately known, although early reports indicated as many as 223 of the animals perished in the crash. The unidentified driver of the semi was injured and transported to a hospital in Des Moines. No other information is currently available. Police in Council Bluffs say at least 18 vehicles have been damaged since April by gasoline thieves. Sergeant Dave Dawson told the Daily Nonpareil, persons have drilled holes in vehicle tanks to make off with the gasoline inside. Dawson said that 10 of the incidents have taken place in June alone. The culprits drill the victim's vehicle's gas tanks, punching a hole in them to steal the gas. Cars, trucks, vans, and sport utility vehicles, old and new, have been hit, and there's no pattern or specific area targeted for the incidents. Omaha police reported instances of gas tank drilling in June as well. Body shops surveyed in the area say it can cost $75 to $150 to repair a hole in the gas tank, with replacement costs ranging from $300 to $400 or more, depending on the make and model of your vehicle. Dawson encouraged anyone with a garage to use it, and watch out for your neighbors who don't have the option of storing their vehicles inside. Jerry Nissen, program chairman for automotive technology at Iowa Western Community College, says drilling holes in gas tanks to steal fuel is a dangerous way to save money because with warm weather, gas vapors are more likely to explode, especially when sparks are created by a drill. And in our funeral announcements this morning, Alan Thomas Tickner, age 97, of Anita, died June the 26th. Funeral services for Alan Tickner will be today at 10 o'clock at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Mickey Jameson, age 61, of Fontenelle, died Monday in Winterset. Memorial services for Mickey Jameson will be today at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Robert Lawson, age 92, of Dexter, died Sunday in Stewart. Funeral services for Robert Lawson will be today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Paul Peterson, age 56, of Exira, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Paul Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the Fellowship of Faith Church near Oakland. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Ruth Waters, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday at CCMH. A massive Christian burial service for Ruth Waters will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Frederick Fritz Simpson, age 86, formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. Memorial services for Fritz Simpson will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Dick Zeiser, age 78, of Guthrie Center, died Monday in Perry. Funeral services for Dick Zeiser will be today at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Julie Ann Gray, age 41, of Omaha, died Friday. Funeral services for Julie Gray will be this afternoon at 2:30 at the Peace Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Johnny Rur, age 96, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Services for Johnny Rur will be held today at 3:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Dorothy Schroeder, age 83, of Griswold and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. No services are planned for Dorothy Schroeder, but a visitation with her family will be held on Saturday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Griswold Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Lawrence Floyd Bud Taylor, age 82, of Oakland, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Bud Taylor will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Oakland Christian Church. Reacon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Robert Eukin, age 86, of Atlantic and formerly of Cumberland, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Bob Eukin will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Joan Wallace, age 80, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Joan Wallace are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Ronald Martin, age 57, of Carroll and formerly of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Carroll. Funeral services for Ronald Martin will be held at a later date, with the Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.